I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. A sports betting update in Kansas as the veto session for the 2025 legislative session wraps up today. In Topeka, there was a discussion around sports betting. It was initially part of the state budget that would prevent the Kansas Lottery from renewing current deals with operators like FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, etc. The governor had vetoed that. Yesterday, the Senate overrode her veto. As we reported earlier this morning, the House was going to potentially do the same. That has happened now. 88 votes overrode it, along with a bunch of other items on the state budget. So what does that mean? Here's where we're at. Well, nothing is going dark tomorrow. Nothing's going dark in the next month or whatever. The president of the Sports Betting Alliance responded to a tweet of mine and said he can confirm the three top apps, which they go by gaming revenue. So FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, those three apps are not going dark. They have deals that run through 2027 or up until 2027. Don't know about some of the other apps. The possibility exists now that next legislative session or at the end of the contracts that the state could decide to go to a single platform model. Why does this matter for you? They've tried it in other states. Essentially, the state would run it. They would outsource it to one company that would be up for bid. Essentially, you could have a one platform state. So one app.
I like competition in life, generally speaking.
That's the worst case scenario. But the concern about the apps going dark appears to, at least for the top three apps, not be something that is going to ultimately happen, despite the vote happened the way I said it was going to happen today. So nothing changes right now. Deep breaths for those that were freaking out.
So you can, nothing changes yet, but it could still change the way it looks. It'll just take a long time.
Yeah,
or it'll take some time in order to figure it out.
The one platform model would be the worst result out of all this.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's more than fair. No reason to say that it wouldn't be that, I guess, based on that. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals win 3-4 against the Minnesota Twins. Although they only scored 9 runs in those 4 games, they head to Cleveland tonight. First pitch at 5:10. Vern, 4 o'clock, right here on 96.5 The Fan. But yeah, they win 3-4 against Minnesota, division rival, which you certainly like. It'll be Chris Bubich and his ERA 0.00 against Bibee for Cleveland. As it sits right now, the Royals hold 2 of the longest active stretch, the number one and number two, longest active streaks without giving up a run. Daniel Lynch at 27 2/3 innings, 4 innings away from Wade Davis's Royals record for a reliever, and Chris Bubich, who's gone 23.2 innings scoreless. The next highest up is Shohei Ohtani at 20.2 innings.
Elsewhere, we go to the NFL. Joe Flacco, veteran quarterback off the market. He signed a 1-year deal to go back to the Cleveland Browns. So if you're a team like Pittsburgh, if you're a team like Minnesota, your veteran quarterback options are pretty much gone at this point. The Steelers holding out maybe for Aaron Rodgers still, but Daniel Jones is now in Indianapolis. So J.J. McCarthy is going to have, I don't know who the heck the veteran would be to back him up. It's not going to be Joe Flacco. He's off the market.
Does that mean that they're not going to be interested in a quarterback at all? I saw somebody try to make that leap. That felt like a bit of a stretch for me. I think it means what we already knew, which they're not going to take a quarterback at 2, but I don't think it stopped them from trading back in the first round. It's Joe Flacco. He's like 45 years old. You know?
That is true.
I don't know. I just doesn't seem like it makes much of a difference. I don't know why that would change your quarterback plans. It shouldn't. Next up on What's Trending, let's take a look at the Masters leaderboard real quick. We'll get you more of the official update with Drew, and he can say hello, friends, here coming up in just a minute. But as he had previously mentioned, out there at Augusta, Justin Rose is currently in the lead. 8 under par, 1 under for the day through 14. DeChambeau at 7 under, total 4 under for the day through 9. And then, yeah, McCarty, M, Connors, and Højgaard all at least 4 under, rounding out the top 5. Scheffler hasn't teed off. He will in about 20 minutes.
Here we go. That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Reminder, today it's a Friday, so a Fan Club Friday coming your way in the 1 o'clock hour. We've got Jeremy Danner, our friend from Four Hands Brewing, stopping by. He's also a big Royals guy, so we'll talk some baseball with him. We'll talk about the weekend ahead, maybe even working a little NFL draft. Who knows what's going to come up, but we know he's bringing the goods. I'll tell you that. I can't wait.
He said
wait.
He'd have
he's
some stuff. He said they got some product. New canned cocktail stuff. They got some new beers, so he'll have something for us today. He did not specify what, but he always comes.
Good. I'm not worried.
He always comes in hand. So I don't know exactly what, but it'll be fine.
All right, let's talk a little Royals baseball.
Somebody
though.
Says he does not have a 0 ERA. Chris Bubich? He does.
He does.
There was a scoring correction, yeah. I'm afraid, and they called it an error instead and an unearned run. Chris Bubich has allowed 0 earned runs, according to Major League Baseball.
2-0 record, 0.00 ERA, 16 strikeouts, a 0.79 whip. Those are accurate numbers.
That's a pretty good
whip.
I do. Whip is a great stat, first off, but fun to say.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's also nice about it.
So. The Royals got a winning homestand under their belt. 1-2 series in a row. They're getting ready, though, to begin. At this point, it's very easy to say because it's early, but this still could end up being, when we look back at it, one of the most important road trips that they'll have, considering it's 10 games for starters. They go to Cleveland this weekend for 3. Then they go to the Bronx, take on the Yankees. Then they go to Detroit. Detroit, by the way, first place currently in the AL Central. I don't have to tell you about the Guardians. They won this division a year ago. The Guardians also were able to win their series already at Kauffman Stadium. And then you get a little bit of the intrigue of Emmanuel Clase and Jonathan India. I know Jake Eisenberg downplayed a little bit with us earlier that ultimately, you know, you obviously just care about winning the game more than the retaliation. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the Royals have in store, depending on the I don't know if it'll be tonight. I don't know if it'll be this weekend. But this stretch, offensively, if you're going to have a winning road trip of 10 games against 3 playoff teams from a year ago, the offense is going to have to pick it up. And the pitching has been sensational. I don't think they're going to make it through the road trip, Cody, where the offense scores 9 runs in a four,
and
every 4
be five
games.
And 5. No.
No.
Like, no, they can't. They know. Again, they know that they can't operate under those conditions. But the best possible news for them is that they've got a bullpen and a starting pitching staff that can handle this level for now. The key is, and as you and I have discussed, is at some point you're going to have to hit. Right now, are they down to just pretty much just Bobby Witt Jr. hitting? Like, Mikel's cooled off a little. He's not, like, bad by any means. He's cooled off a little. I would say Massey has been relatively consistent. Then they got guys just not hitting at the level that they would normally perform. And so, yeah, I just think that this series, and I think Jake Eisenberg talked to us a little bit earlier. He didn't say it, like, decides everything, but it puts you on the path. I think this 10 games is going to tell you so much about the Royals, man. 10 games on the road, 2 of them right above you in the standings, 1 team a half game below you in the standings. They all were in the playoffs or around the playoffs last year, all on the road, not all pitcher-friendly parks, which is your strength. Like, I think that this is going to tell you a lot about if you can win games against the top opponents in the team. Drew pointed out, we had a conversation like this in May last year. But at that time, it felt like a conversation of like, well, now I can like take them serious to like maybe possibly be a playoff team. They go 7-3 in this stretch, and I'm going to officially start being like, yeah, they're winning the division. Not like I think they should or that's the expectation. I'm going to start fully believing it with every fiber of my being. They go 5-5, I'm going to be like, okay, it's going to be a dogfight. Like, I think it's a telling series. That's all.
Yeah. The hope is, at minimum, you're 5-5. And of course, anything better than that, then the excitement really picks up for Royals fans. You're already excited about a team that was in the playoffs last year and the pitching you're getting. But if this team, the reason why I think you're excited, this team found a way to go 6-4 on the road trip. It means the offense probably got going. And that's why I think there'd be even more excitement by the time they came back to Kauffman Stadium later on this month. But even after this road trip, they're still not going to even be 30 games into the season. So, you know, so that's the only thing trying to put it in perspective.
It is. No, it stretch. Is.
It, to this point, it's massive. It sets the bar a little bit. It gives you a good barometer of where they're at. It'll probably set the narrative for the next month plus because of just the limited sample size and the opponents you're facing. We all know Cleveland has been the dominant team of this division here recently. We know the Yankees are the Yankees. They beat you in the playoffs last year. Aaron Judge is playing ridiculous baseball again. And then Detroit, right now, at the present time, they seem like the biggest challenger for you. If we're just basing it off of standings 12 or 13 games.
Yeah, I'm not going to base it just off of that. But so far, they've been the best team. Or at the very least, Cleveland or Detroit. Because you just handled Minnesota. They're now second to last in the American League right now. So you can worry about them in a little bit. You can back burner them for a minute. I'm not saying bury the Twins. If you'd buried the Tigers last year, you would have made a mistake. But yeah, you can back burner them for a little bit. It's just, it's a telling stretch. And I want to see the offense hit. More than anything in these 10 games, I just want to see the offense come alive a little bit. Watch Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, and India all hit in a game together at the same time. You know, and I don't know that that's a, I don't know if that's a unrealistic expectation based on the way they're hitting right now, but I don't think it's an unfair ask, I guess, based on that. And look, yesterday's offense was, again, frustrating, but they do find a way, or right now, at least they're finding a way to get the one run they desperately need, you know, and their bullpen shutting it down versus the other bullpen blowing it. So I guess I'll take what it is. That's maybe the most telling thing so far. More than anything you've learned this year, isn't the thing we've learned is that the bullpen plan is working? It's going to work.
Absolutely.
They fixed it.
Absolutely. The bullpen last year, we all know how much it was dragging down the team until Lucas Urseg showed up. And then they also trade for Hunter Harvey. He was never healthy, never was right. This year, knock on wood, they've got a healthy Harvey. He's found a little bit of a role. Urseg is the fireman for this staff. Carlos Estevez is clearly the closer. He's got 4 saves already on the season and 6 opportunities, I think it is. And he was talking to Vern yesterday in postgame. I was listening to on the drive home from Kauffman. That he doesn't feel like maybe he's even at his best yet. Like spring training, he had a little back injury, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't completely sharp, and yet he's found a way to get these saves and wait until maybe he gets into full form. And so I think they just have multiple options back there. You mentioned Daniel Lynch. While they haven't been high leverage spots, he still is getting more and more confidence, I'm sure, and the staff is getting more confidence in him that he could be that if somebody goes down in the bullpen or whatever. No bullpen, by the way, has 8 arms there or whatever that are all great.
No, like, but they're starting to get kind of close. You know, it's like, really just down to Stratton and who else?
It's Stratton, basically, at this point. That's it.
Is that the only one left that we don't have, like, at least some hope in?
And, you know, the offensive struggles and everything are warranted to question, to be concerned about, sure. But also, if you're saying, well, they won yesterday, pitching was great, but, you know, they need more offense. Yeah, we would all like the perfect baseball team. I would like that. I would like the baseball team that scores on average of 5 runs a game and also only gives up 2. I would like that. That'd be
awesome.
They're
called the Los Angeles Dodgers.
We're not even there. They've lost. Haven't they lost 4 out of 6 or something?
Yeah, they have, but eventually they'll score 5 runs. They're still going to win the most games in baseball would be my guess. Maybe not.
What do you make of this? It's interesting just how we view these teams that the Royals are about to face. Someone says it's weird. I don't really care about the Yankees series. Like, yeah, win, but guarding the Tigers where I'm focused. I get it. Division.
Yeah, you're worried about the division. Which makes sense to me.
The Yankees is the perfect spot, though, to get your offense right. You go to a small ballpark, you're not going to have the wind and the home runs, you know, being coming deep fly balls like Bobby Witt's yesterday, like like Salvador Perez is yesterday. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, again, Estevez has scared me a little, but if he's going to close out the deal, fine. And if for some reason, go like you said, hey, maybe he gets it all together and we're great. If he doesn't, I will, I guess, live my life because at least they still have Urseg and other people who appear to be able to close out a game behind him. And so I'm not going to like panic, I guess, that's the case if they don't have that guy available. But yeah, the offense is the biggest concern. I still don't think, like, none of us think, right, that Vinny's hitting 180 for the year. Like, same thing I said yesterday still applies. I don't think that this is going to be a problem the entire year. But, it also can't last forever.
Right.
Like, you can't let the drought last forever, or you won't win 3 out of 4 against Minnesota. You'll lose 3 out of 4 in these next 4 games because you're not scoring runs, and no amount of offense will fix it or save it for you. And you'll be stuck trying to, like, figure out how to, like, not fall into the doldrums, and not, like, doldrums, like, not like you're cooked, but fall further back than you want to be because your offense isn't going right now. The pitching can't save you forever, that's all. It's going to warm up for everyone else too, or they're going to get a scouting book on Chris Bubich and pick on a pitch for a couple of weeks or whatever. It doesn't matter. But like, unless Chris Bubich is going to throw 0.00 and Cole Reagans is going to strike out 12 a game, I don't think that that's a sustainable model for the entire season. That's
Royals all. In Cleveland tonight. Vern's on deck show early, 4 o'clock today with the Eastern time zone start there for the Cleveland Guardians. So make sure you're listening throughout the late afternoon, early evening Royals baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan. We mentioned during What's Trending and just want to summarize kind of where things are at. Started this morning when I was on with Bob and Dusty with sports betting in Kansas. And I know, look, there's some of you listening that you don't care about sports wagering. You don't wager, but maybe you do care about tax revenue coming to your state. Maybe that's one way you'll actually care what's going on. Cause I know there's some people that are very anti-sports betting and that's fine. Right. We've talked about that on the Missouri side as well, but basically today it's now kind of the issue has been, is kind of finished for the short term, which is that the veto failed on the governor's part that would have blocked the provision that says that the state cannot renew licenses with these sports betting companies. Now, since then, we've learned more information. The president of the Sports Betting Alliance has said, hey, your top three sports books, your FanDuels, your DraftKings, your BetMGM, none of those are going dark. Their deals will go through the duration of the current term, right? So that's the good news. The outcome of today's veto being overridden and then meaning that provision preventing renewing is staying put is that down the road, whether that's 2 years from now or sooner, and maybe even next legislative session, there could be a push to go towards a one platform model. And what that means is what it sounds like, that one app could be legal in Kansas. So right now you got six. Eventually there could be a bidding process where only one's allowed. This is where if you go to Arkansas, there's only one app you can use in Arkansas. You go to DC, now there's multiple. When it started, one app you can use. Ask anybody you know that might live in the state of Arkansas or District of Columbia how that went. It's a bad model when there's not a competitive market. So that in the short term, nothing is changing. That was the possibility. I told you this morning that the House was probably going to overturn the veto. They did. The good news is the apps are not going dark in the next 3 months or anything like that. But it could still change how sports betting is done in the future. This is probably something you have to pick back up next spring, honestly, during the Kansas legislative session of 2026. Nothing's going to happen like tomorrow or 3 months from now. But it's something to keep an eye on in the future. The way you bet could change. I think it'd be a mistake, especially with Missouri going online later this year, that all of a sudden you're going to become a one platform state while Missouri has 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, yeah, and Missouri already, like some of the, and it's too early to know, but Missouri already shows signs of having more platforms available. Yeah. And look, we know that there's going to be some consolidation in the sports wagering market eventually anyway, and there won't be quite as many apps anyway, but like, just, this is just a life thing. Take sports betting out of it. You don't just want one car dealership to buy a car from. You don't just want one realty company, you know, like that's bad. That's bad because then it means there's only one set of odds. No price shopping, no moving around. They can just charge whatever they want and they can make that whatever they want. And that's not what you want. You want a bit. Plus, if the app's having any kind of problem, you can't get it. You know, like there's just a million things that come from a single platform. As you pointed out, the people who have it don't like it. The only markets that don't have it. What's weird about this is, as you pointed out earlier, unheard of. It was a thing. Taking in tax revenue, working for multiple years, and then they threw a stick into the bike spokes. And you're like, but why? It was all functioning perfectly fine, and then you decided to make it way more complicated when it already worked. That seems pretty stupid to me. Yeah. I don't want to speak for it. That seems pretty dumb.
Yeah, so the state brought in, I think, $12 million in revenue, and there's some thought that the state should be getting more money from it. And that's a fair, I think, discussion to be had. A lot of states have gone back after their initial deals and said, hey, this tax rate is low. Let's raise it. And so like Kansas has, I think, 8.5%. There's some states that have 15%. Some have 20%+. And that's something that you can also put in a bill and try to pass and just change the tax rate without limiting it down. So I think best case scenario right now, you're hoping that in the next year or two, to appease everybody, they raise the tax rate, brings in more revenue for the state, but they keep the current model of apps. Worst case is they go to one platform and they raise the tax rate. That would be the worst situation. But we're not there yet. This just opens the door for it. I guess to sum it up, it's like what happened today allows way more uncertainty of what path certain people can choose. There are also, I know for a fact, some lawmakers that don't want sports betting to exist, period. And I know there's some of you that listen that don't want it.
Sure.
And that's fine, right? Like everybody has their choice. We've been pretty consistent on this show with a lot of this stuff. I think it's fair. I'm a big believer in letting adults make adult decisions, recognizing that there are some people that obviously are unable to do certain things or they become addicted to certain things. That is the reality of also the world we live in. I'm not a believer in preventing everybody from making their own choice. That's just my little soapbox there. But
Missouri anyway, has a chance to take, after being behind the eight ball for multiple years, Missouri actually has a chance to take advantage of this because they still will not probably launch until like November. The drop dead date's like December 1st or something, right? That they like have to have it in place.
Correct.
But obviously Denny Hoskins delayed it from being available from the start of the NFL
hopefully
season.
Hopefully October, man. Hopefully
him
October.
Him specifically, I want to make it very clear, him specifically did it. But let's call it November 1st. If, let's say, a couple of operators aren't on the five-year plan. You mentioned the three big ones are, but maybe you like using one of the smaller platforms. That's been your choice. They go down, and then all of a sudden, there are 6 to 8 platforms available on the Missouri side. Well, good. You're positioned to take advantage of it. And at least this is the same advantage we've had this entire time. It's at least good to live on a state line sometimes, whether it be for stadiums, so they don't leave town, or marijuana, that's your bag, or sports wagering. The being on the opposite side of a state line, Gold, where you can get to a state line in 10 minutes and so can I, it has its advantages sometimes living right at a border.
Yeah. And I think, again, I think for the most part, and it sounds like now, I just actually got a response back finally from the Kansas Lottery. I can actually read you that. It says the lottery has sports wager management contract with each of the lottery gaming facilities. Those contracts have 5-year terms and expire in 2027. So they're saying that that's not going to change in the short term.
What if this is part of the reason Kansas was willing to do this is that they knew that they'd have 2 years to figure it out.
Talking to people, though, that some of the lawmakers didn't even know the deals did or didn't expire. So they were willing to jeopardize it or whatever. So we'll see. But I think the tax rate will be part of it. They could have done that without preventing negotiation via the lottery. What's that?
So it's like, could you imagine having to drive to Missouri just to shop a better line? You probably just take the worst line. Let's be like,
it depends on the bet, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I think if you were putting 10 on Justin Rose to win the Masters and you're like, damn, it was plus 2000, but this one's plus 2100. You probably just play getting that plus 2000. You'd be a little annoyed, but something tells me you'll just risk that. Let's go out to Augusta, Drew. Can we get another Masters
leaderboard? Is it humid down there? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it rainy? What's going on?
Yeah, what's the weather like? Can we get that? Has anyone...
The weather is pretty beautiful
today. Has anyone
today
peed in a creek today? Has that taken place?
I'm not so sure about that, Cody, but it is beautiful weather at Augusta National. For the chase for the green jacket, this scoreboard update at Augusta is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Leader in the clubhouse currently is Matt McCarty. He is done 5 under par for the tournament, 4 under on the day. The leader, though, on the scoreboard currently still out through 16 is Justin Rose, just birdied hole 16. He is at 9 under for the tournament, 2 under for the day. Bryson DeChambeau, solo second, 7 under, 4 under for the day. Sungjae Im is 5 under on the day, 6 under for the tournament. So solo 1, 2, and 3, tied for fourth. You got a couple of guys in McCarty and also Corey Connors. Rory McIlroy is not, if he birdies 12, he's on fire. He has 3 birdies in a row. If that happens, he's sitting on 2 in good position at 12. We'll see what happens there. He's at 3 under for the day, 3 under for the tournament, tied for 9th with plenty of other players. Xander Schauffele, some other big names for you. Xander Schauffele, 2 under for the tournament. Victor Hovland as well, 2 under. Sahith Theegala at 2 under par as well. And just a number of players at 2 under par, which is tied for 15th currently in the tournament. Max Homa, 2 under on the day. That means he's even par for the tournament, Cody, through 16 holes. He is like feeling good. Now, as is Dustin Johnson, who also is now even par for the tournament. He was once below the cut line of 1 over par. Some notables that are on the wrong side of said cut line: Brooks Koepka at 2 over, John Rahm at 2 over, Zach Johnson, Bernard Langer, Will Zalatoris, all at 2 over par. Still yet to tee off. Saw Jordan Spieth was warming up. He's at +1 right on that cut line or so. Scottie Scheffler is either, he might be on the tee box actually right now. As a matter of fact, he is about to start his round 2 at Augusta National. Again, the scoreboard update at Augusta is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic View.
Man, I did see my guy Min Woo Lee doubled. Min Woo Lee doubled the first?
Yes, he is off to a bit of a
rough, come on, man. I was feeling good about you today. Got a top 20.
Way too
and
much
a top
golf
10
to go. Way too much golf to go. Like there's just way
the
too
first?
Much golf. Yeah, but there's just too much. Too much.
I mean, Rory's kind of a perfect point of that. If Rory doesn't completely implode, and let's just say one of those doubles is a par, but he still doubles the other one, he'd be at 5 under and only four shots off the lead.
Our friend Nick Dunlap, by the way, is off to a good start. He's through two even par as opposed to the 18 over, which he fired yesterday.
I hope he shoots a 59 today. I hope he shoots just like an all-time
run.
Still misses the cut, but just like has an all-time day.
Mm. That'd be crazy.
He doesn't have any pressure. He knows he's going home after this round, so just go play golf.
Don't finish last.
After shooting 90 yesterday. All right, up next, though, let's get a little update on a visit that actually matters for a player coming to Kansas City, plus the random question of the day right here on Cody.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gold. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. 30 minutes away from a Fan Club Friday here on the show. Jeremy Danner going to join us from Four Hands Brewing. We'll talk some Royals baseball with him as well. We're also 8 minutes or so away from the random question of the day. Video stream up and running. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the show.
If you missed it earlier, we did inform Drew that a number of lovely local sponsors have agreed, for the most part, we're still trying to maybe just do one big sponsor, make it easier on everybody, but have agreed that if we need the $500 entry fee paid, that we'll patch Drew up, get himself covered, we'll get him the right golf balls, we'll get him the, you know, get the entry fee covered. He will be entering the Corn Ferry Tour qualifying event
on May 12th.
We're getting more details on whether or not we are allowed to have a gallery and what said etiquette is allowed for the gallery. I imagine you're allowed a polite golf clap.
Oh, after a
shot, but like, and the other two competitors are going to be
great shot, Drew. Great shot. Keep it going, buddy.
But you know, like I've looked into a yardage book. Drew and I are talking about getting out to the course soon. I'm going to reach out to Falcon Lake, see if we can get you out there early a couple times, Drew.
I would like to say,
feel those greens, you know, get a sense.
If we can get out there four times, that'd be great.
Four, I think I can get us out there at least two or three. Four,
okay, perfect.
We'll see. But
two or three, honestly, is good enough. But I think, you know, it doesn't help to go out there again.
Text line earlier said, Drew, they don't know if you should participate in Fan Club Friday. You need to focus on your golf. No drinking, nothing. Just be in, you know, peak physical shape.
Look, I understand that.
You should go to the range tonight, probably.
I understand you guys are looking out for me. I brought this up before. The NASCAR race is the day before the tournament.
Oh, no.
I'm going to the NASCAR race. I'm sorry about it. I'm going.
All right, take a couple strokes off. Take a couple strokes off. Get a couple strokes off.
You got to blow off steam, though, sometimes. As his caddy, I support this.
Well,
support him getting in the right mental state, loosening up before the tournament. That's a good thing.
I'm very interested to see if it's a shotgun start, if it is everybody goes off 1-10. And
we're hoping you start at like 9:30, honestly.
I'm going to see if we can, get a good time. Someone says they own from the 660. I own a dryer vent cleaning company.
We've got
$100 in Drew's sponsorship. Hey, we'll respond, and we have responded to some people. We'll send you some emails.
We're going to find out if we need a bunch of you or not, or frankly, if our sales staff has already got a long-term sponsor.
In all honesty,
long-term for future golf tournaments.
Everyone.
We're going to have Drew in Wichita, too, to qualify for their tournament the next month after that.
I'm going to be honest. The polo's fine. It is whatever. It would be great if you just sponsor the bag that Cody's carrying.
That's expensive, though.
Well, that's tougher because then we got to get, patches made.
Oh, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You patch my bag up.
You and I are both going to just look like a NASCAR. I don't know how to break it to you, but you and I are going to look badged up. Anything that's on you will also be on the caddy uniform.
Someone says they won't actually pull their sponsorship after hearing Drew will be cutting loose the day before.
I'm not drinking alcohol, but I'm going to the race.
Got some concerns.
I play better on the course after a beer. So,
I don't have any alcohol while I'm on the course.
No, but. You know, going to the NASCAR event's going to be okay. Jura and I are going to get out there. We're going to get squared away. The hat sponsorship's a big one, too. We've been offered that a couple of times as well. Do you have a style of hat you prefer to wear? Like thickness quality? You like kind of a lighter style golf hat, Drew? I need to know,
the one that I'm wearing now, no, I would not wear this on the golf course. I wouldn't want to. The one that I wore yesterday, the blue hat that I wear on a regular basis.
Yes.
I wore that one yesterday. I also have a Nike hat that I've worn.
You prefer something with a moisture wicking element, it sounds.
Sure, but I mean, even something as long along the lines of the blue hat that I wear normally as well.
Okay.
913-586-7965. This text is great for a couple reasons. One, it's funny, but then also there's a typo that makes it even funnier. I'll explain. Someone said that they are willing to pay Drew's full entry fee if he eats a blue cheese. I think they meant blue chew, but they said if he eats a blue cheese for the qualifier, it's funny either way. But
it's not going to happen. Sorry.
That's a crazy.
What about a blue cheese?
Blue cheese sandwich? Blue cheese in general? I mean, you have to eat blue cheese if somebody to pay your full fee. We got a lot of very generous people who run a lot of great, I believe, local companies willing to help out. So we're going to get this entry fee. Mm-hmm. We're going
to
be okay.
You're going to have to make the patch is small. I mean, I'm just telling you.
You seen the shirt? It's basically
Drew. It's not a patch. It's all blended in on the shirt.
It's in the polo. Like it's
no
in
part
this
of
polyester
it will be raised
material.
Or outside. It will be like those people that have the sponsored slow pitch softball jerseys. That's screen. It's just printed on there.
Yeah,
it's going to be like that.
You remember the
so you'll feel
State
no
Farm
weight
Mahomes
on the sponsorships. The polo will wear a regular polo with nothing on it.
The State Farm Mahomes polo. Remember the
sure.
shirt.
How many sponsors are we talking?
10 to 12. I'm thinking probably.
Drew's I love how now I love now that it's getting real. Drew's getting really picky about the clothing.
I
get the golf balls. You want to use the golf balls that you're comfortable with.
I'm always picky when it comes to
golf balls. Were good. Can I decorate them? Can I mark them?
No. You say decorate them?
Can I mark them?
Easter
put his name on it.
Easter's going to be weeks before.
He only gets so many balls to put in his bag.
You are not going to.
You want to decorate his balls?
Let me give you the drop.
I have to put his name on it. There's probably some rules on that.
No, you will not decorate my balls. Period. I will decorate my balls.
Hey, but we gotta follow the rules on that.
No.
Hey, what kind of?
First of all, there are no rules. I will tell you right now what I have done.
You have to mark them. You have to mark them.
I understand that, but you don't write your name on your own golf ball. Whoever does that, sorry about you. You're playing yourself. You're not.
It's a tournament.
Don't be that guy. I simply circle the number on the golf ball, and then I put typically a line at times just to help read up the putts, a thicker line as opposed to just the one that they provide on the golf ball.
Okay.
Simple as that. I don't write my name. I don't write my initials or anything
Okay, but
like
you got
that.
A marking system. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've got that marked. I've got a marking tool.
Those are like 10 bucks. That's not a huge deal. But I'll do that for you. You're taking some of my job away.
No.
I'm saying
I don't need you to do that for me.
I'll clean your clubs. I'm going to make sure that you're taking care of the course. I want you only worrying about hitting a good golf shot.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. I'm very particular about the golf clothes that I wear in terms of.
Clearly.
Like, I don't wear shorts when I golf. I wear pants, the majority of the time.
We won't put sponsors on the pants.
Thank you.
I don't think.
Sure?
No. I can tell you right now. I'll be willing to lay down an extra. I'll be willing to pay $100 of the $500.
So that you do not
put anything on my pants.
Cody and Gold logo will be on there. The 96.5 The Fan logo. And 10 of our lovely sponsors.
The polo, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
I pick where the sponsors go on the polo?
I don't know if you're going to have that.
Does it matter if it doesn't change the way it fits?
Yeah. Why does it matter which sponsor is on your chest versus your shoulder blade?
No. I think I'm going to have to look up pricing structure on that. I'm going to make sure that the polo looks good.
Oh, come on, this guy's a professional digital designer.
I understand that. Am I able to pick the design of the polo? Is this just going to be a solid colored polo, or is there going to be a design on the polo?
We are getting way too picky about this. I will make sure you're a part of the process.
Okay.
I'm not going to put you in, you're not going to wear, it's not going to look like a Guy Fieri shirt with, flames coming up, I don't think. But
I've got a couple exotic polos, but I don't... I just wonder what color scheme it's going to be because, again, I need to match well. I'm not going to look like an idiot.
But I told you, you and I are going to match. We're going to look like a team.
Color-wise, we're matching. We're not going to wear the same clothes. That's not happening. That's not happening.
I'm looking for coveralls, so we won't be in the same clothes either way. I want Masters level coveralls.
Oh my goodness!
I have gray pants. I have tan pants. I have beige pants. I have burgundy pants.
Okay,
those are the colors of pants that I have.
Don't worry, we'll make it work.
I just love this how specific we have gotten now. That if we had a $10,000 check for Drew for a polo, he'd still say no. I want a different polo.
Have you guys seen this clip of Morikawa fighting with Adidas or whatever over this exact thing?
No, I'm telling you. And again, I am not.
If the polo's not right now, you don't want to be in the qualifier that we're getting you into. I mean, come on.
The
polo's not going to say something derogatory on it. I'm not going to have naked women on the back of your polo.
No. It's not about derogatory. It's not about any of that stuff. I want to make sure that it looks. I want to make sure that I like it. Okay. I want, just like an athlete that does their shoe design and are part of the process, I need to be a part of this process.
I will let you be a part of the process, but we only have a month, so sometimes I'm going to have to make some decisions without you. I think it's as simple as texting.
If you shoot me a text, hey, these are the three options, pick one of the
But you get 20 minutes to respond. From this moment on, I want something to be made clear between you and I. This is not me making fun of your odds. We're a team now. For the next month, I am working to make you.
Oh, he's leaving the door open.
Come on, man. I am working for you. I will help with the design. You and I are going to get on the course a couple of times. I'm getting a yardage book. We'll be good.
As I said, and I agree with you, if it's not my brother, it is you, Cody. I promise.
Okay. You just want to look professional. The other two guys are trying really hard. They also want to look good.
I also need to know. Oh, no. I was thinking about this.
What do you need to know?
More stipulations.
I need you to have my back in terms of if anybody's making any noise, not noise while I'm swinging, but I'm dead serious.
I was planning on bringing a duck call and just using that throughout the entire round.
No, in terms of hey, Drew, let's go. I don't want any of that.
Okay, so
I literally want nobody to talk to me besides you or the people that I'm playing with. Nobody. Not anybody.
I'll keep people.
You will have mid-round interviews. That's part of the deal getting off work that day.
I understand that's part of the deal. That is fine.
I will also ask our listener, Blair, to see if he can make a customized Cody and Gold quiet, please sign to hold up during
you,
shots.
I'm just saying, you also might get kicked off the course
for approaching the golfer, probably.
I won't hold that. I'm just saying.
Oh, we need security for Drew now, too?
No.
My goodness.
No, I know. I don't need security. The other people who are going to be potentially acting a fool need security, or they're going to get kicked off the premises.
They know that. We'll make sure that the listeners know they're going. There's still etiquette. anybody who's coming out there understands that there's etiquette, and the other two people are trying to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour.
I'm just worried that individuals...
I'm not making a joke of your effort. You are trying really hard.
You might be mic'd up. You might be mic'd up.
I'm not wearing a mic when I'm playing.
Talk to Kramer.
I'm not wearing a mic
when I'm playing. Talk to Kramer. He just texted me.
Can I just be mic'd up?
I know, but I'm not wearing a mic when I'm playing. Sorry, Kramer. I'm not doing that.
I can be mic'd up. Then it doesn't affect his swing.
I'm just saying that there's some individuals who might...
Phil Mickelson over here.
Some individuals who might frown on a upside-down worded hat might not like a design quiet please sign where people are raising the sign up in that process.
Well, then no, we don't need a quiet please. You're the one that wanted the sign, I thought.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to get a sign.
And also,
I don't need anything besides
playing at the Masters. We're literally making it seem like we're playing at the Masters.
I technically don't need anything. I don't need anything. If I wanted to cover part of the fee, I could cover part of the fee. Nobody has to show up and do
Someone's
this.
Someone's just like, do you think we're just a bunch of uncivilized a-holes?
Based on what your text messages say, yes.
Everyone,
I actually do.
I know, but I think everyone understands that the other two people you will be paired with as part of this tournament are also trying to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour event. This is their living. We are not here to mock their living. They are trying to do it. We're not going to disrupt their play. But also, if they play in the Korn Ferry Tournament, there will be patrons. There will be people on the course who do this, so this is a good practice.
He's going to pull a roar. He's going to run up and grab your phone from you in the middle of the round.
Nobody.
Oh, no flash photography. That's a golf rule number one.
Nobody at a Korn Ferry Tour tournament is carrying a quiet please sign or is doing any of these things. Nobody. I promise you.
Well, then you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Well, then we won't worry about that part.
The people who follow that tournament walk around the golf course, they clap for a good shot, and they don't say anything.
We also are doing this for radio, though. Like, we're not just going to let you go out there and none of us show up and you just come back and tell us how you shot. Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Sorry. The whole point of this is to make it a big deal. We're not going to yell the whole time, but also, like, if it was just to find out, could Drew golf, we already know you can golf. The point is you're at a qualifier.
I know that, but the fact that you're putting me in if you put me in a random tournament where it's like just a random like amateur event, I'm totally fine with all of this going on. But the fact that it's actually with people who legitimately are pretty badass at playing golf, I can't promise.
So are you, right?
I can't promise that I'm not as good as these people. I promise that I can't promise I won't, Cody, go and tell the other golfers or caddies that none of this was my idea and I'm just playing in the tournament. And anything that is associated with this, I'm technically a part of, but I'm not the reason of anything that happens beyond here other than the way that I play.
I will absolutely, normally get a couple of minutes before the round starts to the other golfers. We will.
Oh, of course.
Text line says, where's the trust in our audience? Where's the trust in Cody and Gold?
You have to prove it to me you have to prove it to me regarding this.
I trust all of you.
I'm sorry, but I don't. I don't. I'm really sorry. The audience is great. You guys are amazing and fantastic. But I don't, in this environment, I don't know if I fully trust you yet. You're going to have to earn it.
Okay.
All right. We'll have more on this over the next couple weeks. All right.
I can't wait.
I am very excited, though, that you guys did this. I think it's going to be cool. This is something I've been wanting, not the Korn Ferry stuff, but I've wanted to play tournament golf again. I've been kind of itching, and I get to scratch the itch a little bit. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to be locked all the way in, so much so I might be annoying. I'm sorry, Cody.
That's okay. Locked in is good.
I'm just giving you a heads up. I might be very annoying.
Okay. That's fine.
At some points.
That's my job as a caddy is to work around you, not do my own thing. I take that job serious. I will make sure that we're good. But yeah, I don't want you worrying about raking bunkers or those kinds of things.
I want to make sure
we're good here.
Yes. And if you want to clean my golf ball, you can clean my ball.
Gets a little muddy. Now I gotta remember, like, I've played too much. I gotta make sure that I don't do any of this, like, you know, weekend warrior golf stuff, like where Drew, maybe it gets plugged and we're trying to figure out how to, you know, get like, no, we gotta make sure we follow all the rules.
Oh,
it's tough.
Yeah. There's certain stipulations of like man-made objects and everything like that, and workarounds, of course.
The rules officials, we can always ask questions if we need it.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, you mentioned that there's somebody visiting the Kansas City Chiefs, which we actually both take, because we'll talk some more Royals baseball with our guy Jeremy Danner. Coming up in the fan clubs, we'll get some drinks here in about 10 minutes. And another Augusta update and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Simmons being in the top 30 visits for the Chiefs. It is important because, I think specifically because, he has an injury history. And they want to make sure that that injury is not going to prevent him from being a first-round pick in their mind. That simple for you?
Yeah, I think this is one of the visits that I put a lot of stock in. You get top 30 visits. Sometimes it leads to getting that guy drafted. Sometimes it's a smokescreen. But I think given the injury history of Josh Simmons, that you have him on your board, you better bring him in for a visit. You have to. So this one I put more stock in. Like, I actually
Which
think this tells
on
us,
their board.
This tells me that Brett Veach has him on their board. Now, will he be there at 31? I'm not so sure. But this one I actually think is a bigger deal than some of the other random players, frankly, that have come in for visits. And they've drafted, like, Rashee Rice came in on a top 30, right? Kingsley, I think, last year came in on a top 30 visit. So it doesn't mean that they're all smokescreen, but this one feels real because it makes sense. If you're going to spend a first-round pick on a guy that missed a chunk of the season with a knee injury, you got to make sure you have your own doctors take a look at physical, talk about what the plan has been the last couple months, everything moving forward, what the rest of the offseason could look like, all that. You got to be darn sure.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. And look, they might end up determining, Gold, that he's off their board. And we'll never hear that. And when it comes around to pick 31 and Simmons is still available, maybe he has a Kingsley slide and he's down at the end of the second and we don't understand why. That means if he's on their board, he's a lot lower than it is. It comes down to the injury thing. Based on every scouting thing I've read so far, there's a reason why he keeps showing up in these mocks for the Chiefs. He clearly is a talented, could play left tackle in the NFL level of player. But like, people are not looking past the very serious injury concerns they have for him. But in the past, the Chiefs have gotten past those. They got past him with Trey Smith and some other guys. So maybe they are more willing to overlook it. You know what's funny? Is that if you get a top 15, top 10 starting left tackle at pick 31, I actually wouldn't care if he was hurt a little bit. Makes it work with Trent Williams. It sucks to cover it when they are hurt, but every game he's in, at least you don't have to worry about it. There's a level of security of at least having that guy 14 out of 17 games versus bad to mediocre play 17 out of 17 games. Like, I actually would take an injury risk at a position like that and convince myself that I could keep the guy healthy. I would. I'd take a bigger swing in the injury risk at left tackle than I would almost any other position, more than defensive line, more than wide receiver and some of the others, yeah, because it does feel like something you could find a way to manage.
What I wonder is, we talk about previous offseasons where Brett Veach went all in on a certain position or position group because of how the prior season went. And we all know how the Super Bowl went. We all know the issues with the O-line throughout the season. And as far as throwing numbers at it, we heard that a lot. They're going to throw numbers at it. Have they yet? They brought in Jalen Moore, and I think they did the best possible outcome considering who was available. Actually, I have no problem with them bringing in Jalen Moore, and I think he will be the starting left tackle. But the only way to throw numbers at it now is to go spend a first-round pick at left tackle, even if it means Simmons is not available to play, or is not playing, I should say, in 2025. Then you go into 2026, year two of Jalen Moore, you'll know whether or not he met your expectation. Yeah. Juwan Taylor will be out the door. You can then have a competition between Jalen Moore and Wanya Morris for right tackle, or it's Josh Simmons and Wanya for right tackle, or it's Josh Simmons for left tackle, like whatever. It gives you options in 2026, but you would have to be okay with knowing that the player you draft once again at pick 31 in this hypothetical, not really helping you in 2025.
Yeah, and that, now look, I'd say most likely not helping you. I do not care that you just signed Jalen Moore. If you take a tackle anywhere between 20 and 31, he should be in a full camp battle with Moore for the starting left tackle job, and may the best man win, right? Like, I mean, he should be in the competition, in the running, a serious contender outside of that. Otherwise, I'm just not sure that it's worth what we're doing. Before we get to Jeremy Danner, let's head out to Augusta again for a leaderboard update. Drew, how are things looking out there? You know, I don't know, Amen Corner. I don't know who's up. Has Rose finished his round yet?
Not quite yet. Justin Rose is on 18. He did bogey 17, though, so he went from 9-under down to 8. Just a one-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau, who through 12 holes is 4-under on the day, 7-under for the tournament. Sungjae Im is at 6-under par, 5-under for the day. He's having a good round. Rory, now 5-under through 13. He is clicking on all cylinders. If he can put together a good finish, he'll have one of the best rounds of the day to this point. Scottie Scheffler, 4-under, even through just one hole. He is officially underway in his second round. Corey Connors and Rory and Matt McCarty all tied at 5-under par. A bevy of golfers at 2-under. That's tied for 16th. Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, Sahith Theegala, Sam Burns, Harris English, Patrick Reed.
Busy.
As well. Jason Day three under par.
That's a name I haven't heard in a bit.
Tied for 11th. Yeah, that is
right. How about McIlroy, though? You know, because like he's five fire, under man. On the day. So five under the tournament, only three shots back. God, it's just like he's going to kick himself, Drew, if he loses this tournament by a stroke.
How many times has he been here, though?
I know. He's going to go back to day one and be like, I double bogeyed two of the final, four holes or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The cut line has also moved up a shot. So is it
even now?
Am I safe on my Homa bet?
It has moved down a shot.
Plus two?
Okay. Yeah, it's now plus two. That includes now golfers like Will Zalatoris, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, all were in danger. All those guys still out on the golf course, so things could change, of course, as well as the afternoon rounds getting underway. But that is where things currently stand.
Well,
and also, Nick
going on at Augusta.
Our guy Nick Dunlap, two under par for the day through four holes. He's at plus 16 now for the tournament.
Good for him. I hope he doesn't finish last. I hope he gets above Angel Cabrera's plus 11.
Well, he and Tom Lawrence Tristan Lawrence rather are at 11 over par final. They are carded in. So if he has to shoot a 62.
Hey, Hindley, did you have a top 20 on him?
Yeah, he's not doing well.
He is only one shot off of not getting cut, at least now.
Okay, so he's bounced back on the back
nine. He shot four under today.
Okay, he's four under.
So he's had a pretty good round today.
We're alive a little
bit. He's alive for your top 20 again if he can get one more shot off in the next five hole or four holes. He'll have a chance to at least make the cut.
Well, I thought that one was done already, so that's good.
Some low scores, though, that are being fired right now. So, yeah. Things are off to a good start at Augusta National. Again, the scoreboard updates at Augusta are brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Boom. Perfect. Perfection.
Fantastic, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Up next, Fan Club Friday. Jeremy Danner from Four Hands Brewing going to join us. We'll talk some golf. We'll talk some Royals baseball. We'll talk a little bit more also about the draft coming up next right here on Cody and Gold.
You will not decorate my balls, period. I will decorate my balls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.